This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Much of Colorado could see single-digit temperatures through the day as a wave of Arctic air rolls into the state. And this weekend, a larger mass of dangerous super-cooled air from the North Pole could drag temperatures below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says the cold front could also bring 3 feet of snow to parts of the high country.
And the mountains this weekend, a lot of snow, roads are going to be awful.
The cold weather has led Governor Polis to call for a state of emergency. That activates the Colorado National Guard, the State Emergency Operations Plan, and the Department of Public Safety to expedite resources, including warming shelters. The first woman to lead the Boulder Police Department will step down later this month. Chief Maris Herold has a new job with the U.S. Department of Justice's Law Enforcement Knowledge Lab, which helps police departments improve training and community relationships. A deputy chief will serve as interim police chief. Pueblo City Council has voted to rename a popular bypass in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. The U.S. Highway 50 bypass from I-25 to State Highway 92 is the common route to Pueblo Memorial Airport. Monday is the federal MLK holiday. Employees at Denver Art Museum notified management Thursday that they plan to unionize. The group of about 250 employees says higher wages and better safety procedures are top priorities. Organizers say members have a supermajority in support of a union. You can follow Colorado's encounter this weekend with the polar vortex at CPR.org. This is CPR News.